76. Looking for the perfect man. I want someone who has diverse interests, stated Sally. I don't really care about intelligence or whether he's able to recite doctrines of any kind. I think diversity is the key to an interesting relationship.
That makes sense, said Mary. However, I'm more interested in whether he has diversified his investments.
I draw a dividing line between poor men and rich men. A wealthy man with a diversified investment portfolio satisfies my need for financial security.
Be sure that he shows you the documentation for his investments, said Jane with a laugh,
and make certain that he divides the investments with you in advance so that he can't divest you when you divorce him. If you ask what I want, I would love to have a superhero. He has to be brave enough to challenge political and religious dogma. He also must be fast enough to dodge a speeding car, strong enough to divert a flowing river, yet docile enough for me to control.
You want a man who is strong enough to cause the diversion of a river? Asked Susan with a giggle.
I suppose that's possible. I think it has been documented once by a TV documentary, but I think the guy was using a bulldozer.
As for me, I'd be happy if he was strong enough not to get dizzy on a merry-go-round.
Actually, I want someone with dogged honesty who is willing to divulge his deepest secrets. Communication is the solution to most relationship problems. I don't like dogmatic people who expect you to accept everything they say without explanation.
Well, aren't we lucky? Asked Sally. We don't have to compete. We are all chasing after a different kind of man.